What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 106. Today, we are doing a team huddle regroup before the end of the year. This is one of the most important times of the year for businesses that are trying to hit a goal. And if you are not a business that is trying to hit some kind of yearly goal right now, then we are going to talk about that as well. But this episode is going to be really good for you gaining direction with your Instagram page, with your business overall, your mindset, your personal growth, everything. So this is an Instagram marketing podcast, obviously. But every once in a while, we actually have to talk about the things that get results, and it's not always improving your hashtags, all right? And this is something that I always want to give you my knowledge on just social media marketing and entrepreneurship overall so that you guys can actually get results with your business, because I really want to see some awesome stories come from the podcast, as we've already seen a ton of awesome success stories and awesome results, people getting well over 10,000 followers, seeing people hit over even 100,000 followers. If you're over a million, reach out to me and let me know. We've definitely had a few of them on the podcast, but so many awesome success stories out there. And the way that you create a success story is by hitting a goal. So today's episode may be one of the best episodes for you to hear throughout the entire year, because I'm not just going to give you how-to strategies, but I'm also not going to give you just general mindset. I'm going to give you more exactly how the schedule and you managing your time for the rest of the year so that we can make sure you hit a goal, as well as how to innovate and create ways to hit your goal, even if you're very off track, because that's one of the things I specialized in, or I have specialized in the past, is if I'm behind on a goal, September is right around the time where you need to refocus and say, look, I got 4 months left. This isn't working. This isn't working. This isn't working, but this is working. It's time to triple down on that, move some things around. So I'm just talking in the general sense right now. So let's go into like the actual how to do this, the meat and potatoes of the podcast. You are going to need a pen and a piece of paper for this episode. So you have 15 seconds or 30 seconds, actually. I'm going to play this ad, and by the time the ad is over, you have to be back with a pen and a piece of paper. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. So first things first, guys, a lot of you don't have a goal at all, which is not okay. The way I want you to look at it, when you don't have a concrete goal of what you want to do within a certain time frame, then it's kind of like you're playing ping pong, but do you know when before you play a game of ping pong, you just warm up for a while and you just hit the ball back and forth and you're not really trying and you're just getting a feel for how hard you have to hit the ball. But as soon as you say, all right, we're playing a game to 21, then all of a sudden you get really focused and you play your absolute best and you start thinking of ways that you can win this game. And if you're down, you're like, I got to start serving better. I need to start hitting those backhands better. Maybe I just need to stand over here so we can't hit backhands. I'm saying this because I actually have a ping pong table, so that's why I'm using this reference. But I know a lot of people have played, or at least when you get back on a table for the first time in a while, you're going to warm up for a while. And until you have that number that you're striving to hit, it just feels like you're in that practice mode at the beginning where you're just, yeah, we'll just see what happens. And I don't really care if I hit it back or not, or if it's working that great. I'm just going to spin my wheels and see where it gets me. And it just makes it so you can't innovate properly. So one of the main reasons why you need a goal tied to a time frame is because that's what sparks innovation. If you guys had a goal of just gaining more followers this month, yeah, I want to grow my Instagram this month. That's my goal. What you're going to do is, yeah, I'm just going to like post more than I typically do. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to comment on some people's posts, and maybe I will post some extra stories, and I'll try to do some better hashtags. And none of those things really do much, right? Those are just a lot of things that are associated with I'm going to get more followers this month. If you say, I'm going to get 5,000 followers this month, I want every one of you listening right now to think for a second. If you were to get 5,000 followers this month, if your goal was to get 5,000 followers, or let's say that you weren't the CEO of your own company, you were the social media manager, and the CEO of your company and said, it came to you and said, hey, look, you're going to be fired unless you can gain us 5,000 more followers over the month of September, because I've had it, you're taking too long, your account's not growing at the rate that you want it to, and your hashtags aren't working well, and contents could be better, and all this stuff. I need 5,000 followers in the month of September, or you lose your job. And the thing is that's why a lot of people perform better as salary workers than entrepreneurs, because they need that talk. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're the one who has to give yourself that talk. So put yourself in that situation. And this would be something to write down. Start writing down a couple ideas. You have to gain 5,000 followers over the month of September. Maybe if you're a really big account, you're like, all right, all I have to do is like post once a day. But most of you, that's not the case at all. It would be really difficult. And I would even think it'd be difficult for both of my accounts to gain them. I'm going to write down a couple ideas myself right now, though. You know, my e-commerce company, without a shadow of a doubt, I would do a giveaway. And I know I could definitely gain 5,000 followers. That would just probably be a matter of me spending roughly $1,000 on advertising is about what I would think that would cost for me to gain it in that company. And that's based off of a lot of data. So yeah, it's pretty accurate. If I was trying to gain it for my IGM Secrets page, I would have to leverage shout outs from a lot of those big entrepreneur pages. I'd probably have to craft a post that was a great Instagram tip. And it was really simple, even for like beginner Instagram marketers to understand. And it was just a really cool infographic of how they can grow on Instagram, but it's like, you know, an honestly good tip, and it's got like some kind of viral share nature to it. And then I'd have to pay probably about 10 to 20 different pages over 500K to post that content for me. And then the caption would say like, make sure to go follow IGM Secrets for more content like this. And that would be how I would say, all right, if I had gun in my head, I have to gain 5,000 followers this month or I lose my job, that would be how I would do it. Again, that would cost money. And that's why a lot of you that are expecting to get these results, you know, within a month, without paying to play at all, it's very difficult unless you literally just created the most amazing content Instagram has ever seen. And it just goes so viral, right? It's just very difficult to gain these followers. So maybe you don't set a goal of 5,000 because you don't want to spend money yet. That you just say, I want to gain this many followers organically this month. So let's say you say 500. Again, you're probably not going to arrive at the conclusion of, okay, I'll just post a bunch. You're going to be like, okay, I need to do something crazy. I have to gain 500 this month. Okay, like how do I do that? I'm going to message these 15 influencers, and if they don't message me back, I'm going to message 15 more because I'm going to lose my job if I don't gain 500 followers organically next month. And if you do not put that kind of pressure on yourself, which it's not really pressure because all it is making entrepreneurship a game, and it's the most fun part about it. Chasing these goals is the most fun part of entrepreneurship because then you get to actually be proud of yourself when you hit them. Otherwise, you just feel like you're kind of just doing a business sometimes. You don't really have to work that hard if you don't want to. If you got like a decent amount of money, you don't really have to strive for the next level. You can kind of just do whatever. You don't have to get to that, you know, next level of sales, next level of delegation, next level of efficiency, customer service, all of these things. Like your mindset just stops growing on them as soon as you don't have these goals set and your innovation stops. So ask yourself, how would I gain 5,000 followers this month? Write down the answer to that. And then also ask yourself the question, if you were to gain 500 followers organically in the month of September, would posting alone do it? It probably won't. So what would you have to do if you don't have any money?
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby!
What would you do in September to gain 500 followers? And I can give you a ton of ideas. And that's why I have a ton of podcast episodes. But every one of you has a different business. And I can't be your only guru. No one can be your only guru, and not even every guru in the world can be the only person that you need to get information from, because it has to come from you at the end of the day. You have to understand what you're doing so well, and you have to understand principles of entrepreneurship and sales and marketing to be able to innovate correctly for your business when you get in these sticky situations, because you're going to have different resources that I don't know about. You know of the influencers that you would reach out to. I don't know who they are. So I don't know if you have a relationship with some of them already. All of these things would factor in to what you would do if you set these goals for yourself. So set a goal for September for followers. I would tell you to do that. Then set your actual goal for September followers. And then I would set your end of the year goal for how many more followers you would want to have, or you would want to be over a certain number, and set some kind of goal like that. And now all of a sudden, your mind's like, oh my God, I'm off track. Okay, now all of a sudden you don't have a problem with motivation. If you're an entrepreneur with problem with motivation, you just don't have like any deadlines set for yourself. Or you set them and you don't really care about hitting them, which is really difficult to be an entrepreneur and not be able to get yourself motivated about your own goals and deadlines that you set for yourself, because you're not going to get fired if you don't hit them. And that's what it is with the other jobs. Like, yeah, that's why a lot of the times you kind of just have to have motivation in the other jobs. Like, you're going to get fired if you don't hit the goal. And in entrepreneurship, it's not like that, but you're not going to get to that next level. And you may have to fire yourself from your own business if it's not making you enough money by a certain time. So you need to set these goals and you need to set these intentions. And throughout my experience of working with tons of entrepreneurs, I found that really everyone has a different way that they like to set goals that works for them. So I would start telling you, like, there's not a way I can tell you, like, make sure you do it this way. This is the best way to set goals. But you need to try out a lot of different ways until you find out the best way for you to set goals that motivates you throughout the whole time. Okay. Like, the point of the goal is to motivate you. And sometimes people set goals that are really big, and then they get to this point of the year in September and they can see that they're not on track to hit the goal, and it demotivates them because they're like, oh, why even try if I don't think I'm going to hit it? Which is the wrong mindset on goal setting, right? That does the complete opposite of what setting the goal would get you to do. And I've said it on the podcast a couple times, so I'm not going to do the whole story today. But I did have a goal that I was really far behind, and it got down to October, and I had to absolutely blow my previous November and December months out of the water by at least 50% more than what I had done in the past ever in those months. And I had already been doing the job for like 7 years at that point. So I had to like have but I had to have like this quantum leap in growth all of a sudden if I had a chance to hit my goals. And, you know, long story short, I did. And it's because I innovated. I got in that position. I said, okay, now that I am back here, like I'm far away from my goal, there are two things that can happen. I'm in October and I am 70% of the way to my goal. So that means I have to do 30% of the goal in the last 2 months. That means I can have a story of how cool it was that I was 70% of my way to my goal in October and innovated and did some crazy stuff. Oh, I guess it was like just November, December actually. But you know, innovated crazy, and I was able to do this and this and this, and I hit my goal. I can have that story because I am finally in the position to have a chance to have that story is what's happening right now. I'm behind on my goal. It's at the end of the year, which means this is an awesome setup for an awesome story. That's the way that you want to perceive it. If your mind says, well, I don't know if you can hit it, blah, blah, blah. You probably can't hit it because this, you can't hit it because of this, you can't hit it because of this. And it just starts doing all of this, you know, negative self-talk. Then that's when you need to either realign how you set goals, or you more need to just do the first thing I said is like, realize, do you want one of those stories in your life or not, where you overcome a lot of adversity in the face of looking like you're going to fail? Because that's the position you're in right now. And without this, have the chance. So get really excited about the rest of the year because you are in the position to have an amazing comeback story. Corona did this to my business, but we, you know, September, October, November, December, we innovated, we did this, we adjusted, we added this to the to our product inventory, we added delivery from our restaurant so we could combat COVID. Like, whatever you do, just innovate. If it's not working, and learn from people, of course. I'm not saying like just innovate from scratch, like definitely go out there and get knowledge as you're doing right now on what you need to learn, and then innovate that model into your own business and try it and tweak it and think about it hard and work late if you want these results and the goal is that important to you. I know there's always like, oh, enjoy life along the way and whatever. And like, there's also like the work super hard. And really, guys, it's just knowing about what you want. Okay. Like, I'm not going to be a big advocate for like, make sure to enjoy the ride the whole way or to like just work your ass off because just do whatever you want. And honestly, like some years are going to have different purposes than other years. Like one year I sacrificed so much social life and everything because I was trying to hit a goal. And that's that same year that I was telling you that I was behind and I innovated and I hit it. And the whole year I had been working my ass off. I took one day off for an entire year and I don't regret that at all. Even though I was like 27 and whatever, I'm in my late 20s, could be having fun. Like I took that whole year off to just work my ass off and it set myself up for the years in the future to be able to take more time off. So sometimes if that's your goal, if you're really in that position, if you got a baby on the way, if you got a wedding coming up next year that you want to be able to afford, if you are just in debt, if you are behind, then yeah, it's fine to just work your ass off and not really worry about getting in a break every now and then. Like, of course you're going to and you're going to go to bed, but really, I mean, it's really not that hard to work 10 hours a day, 6 days a week when you are doing it with purpose. So if you are on purpose and it's in line with what you want to do, then do it. Like, don't worry about, oh, I need to take a break or whatever. If you don't need the break, don't take it. Okay. Cause taking a break, if you're like working out and you don't need to take a break, you're never, and then you just keep doing 10 reps and your arms are fine. And then you just put down the weight, your arms are never going to get bigger. So, you know, push through and let's hit this goal this year. If that's what you want to do, if you're at the point where you're on track to hitting your goal and now you are trying to buy yourself more time, then let's do that too. Let's start to delegate. How many more jobs can you delegate by the end of the year so that next year you can work 5 to 10 hours less per week and do the same or more results? Let's ask ourselves those questions. Okay. Whatever your lifestyle wants is then is ultimately where your questions start for what you should do with your business. And I think a lot of people miss that step, is they don't say, well, what lifestyle am I trying to build with how many hours am I trying to work and all this stuff? Because sometimes you say, you know what? I only want to work 10 hours a week. And the way to get to 10 hour work weeks, I mean, you probably are just, you don't have the entrepreneur mindset because otherwise you don't care about what you're doing that much if you only want to work 10 hours a week. But let's say it's 40, okay, 30 to 40. Then you would say, all right, well, I probably need to do 70 hours a week, this whole year so I can set myself up for that next year. Like you would still be on purpose at that point with how hard you're working, even though the whole point of you working hard would be so you didn't have to work as hard later. And if you don't have these plans, then that's when you wake up and you're just like, why am I unmotivated? And it's because you don't know where you're going. You just are wandering around. So just, whenever you're lacking motivation, whenever you're lacking results, whenever you're lacking, just the clarity of what your business should be doing, it starts with you not having a clear goal, a lifestyle goal, a sales goal, a followers goal, a personal growth goal of how many books you want to read by the end of the year, a goal for how many blog posts that you want to put out this year, how many YouTube videos you want to put out this year. Every number that you have written down vastly increases your chances for actually being able to hit it. And then surrounding yourself with that number is a great way to just make sure that now all of a sudden you can grow on Instagram because you set a goal. You just set a goal and now you have to. So now you're going to go back and listen to the podcast episodes you need to. You're going to watch my webinars. I'm so bad with like, I was like, should I say webinars or trainings? I'm like, wanings. Like, I combine words all the time. Webinar or training, whichever one you prefer. I like to say training. Go watch my trainings. Go find YouTube people. Make sure they're actually credible. You know, don't listen to the wrong people. That's for sure. But hustle and do what you need to do and write down a daily to-do list and be super pumped up to knock that shit out. Okay. I love creating a to-do list in the morning and then just X, 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 X. And it gets to the end of the day and it's like 9. And I'm like, you know what? I'm adding 2 more boxes, X, X, and I'm like, it's 10:30, I'm going to do one more thing, and then I'm out. Okay, so that's when I go to bed, that's my lifestyle, that's how my brain works, that's when I perform best. Honestly, after like 9 p.m., I'm a great worker. It's a gift and a curse, but, you know, I'm not as good in the morning sometimes, so all I'm saying is, like, if you're not someone who's, like, going to work, like, till 11 p.m., or you don't work that well, then know that about yourself and work and wake up at 5 a.m. because that's what more people do, right? So, you know, figure out what kind of goal setting works for you. Figure out what kind of sleep schedule works for you. Figure out what kind of, you know, when you do what kind of work. Figure out if you'd rather go to the gym in the morning and then do work, or do work and then go to the gym in the evening, or how often you want to do it. The more you know yourself, the more you can optimize your lifestyle and your schedule and your work performance, okay? So, but it all starts with, even if you just leave this podcast and say, in the month of September, I want to gain this many followers, and you say, wow, I don't think posting would do that for me, so what should I do? That is what you need to be doing to yourself, okay? That is what you need to be doing to yourself so you can always level up in entrepreneurship, is asking yourself these questions. How could I get more results than I'm used to getting? I don't know. Well, what if I did this? I don't know. What if I did this? Maybe. What if I did this? Oh, okay. Like, then all of a sudden the gears start turning and you're actually getting places. So please fill out your sheet with as many goals as you can for now and the rest of the year. But also, don't do too many goals, because it's actually easier to just focus on like one or two goals, that such by hitting these goals, all of the other goals would be completed. So we'll end on this note, is that if you write out a bunch of goals on this list, now you can probably pick one or two of them that, okay, if I did this, everything else would play out. For instance, when I was coming down to those last 2 months, and I was trying to sell $60,000 of product within those last 8 weeks, which was, you know, like 15K more than I had ever done before over that time span. I said, okay, if all I do is 2 weeks over 10,000, I will hit my goal. Like, the way that I did the numbers, I did all that out, and rather than say, okay, I have to sell 60,000 over 8 weeks, which means I have to sell, like, you know, about 7,500 a week. I said, if I have 2 weeks over 10,000, that will lower the average of what I need to sell over the other weeks by so much that, because of how much I'm working, even if I suck over those weeks, I'll still be able to sell those averages. So all I really need to focus on is 2 weeks over 10,000, and the rest will work out. Like, of course, I'm going to work every day. Apart from that, that's already given. But if I just focus on two of these weeks need to be over 10,000, the rest will play out. And it did. And you get down to this point where you're just like, what's like one thing that I can target in on, and then everything else will be accomplished if I target in on that goal. And it'll just create this giant domino effect in your business of, just, you know what to focus on. When you wake up every morning, you already know what you need to do. It's not like, oh, what should I do today? I don't know. I guess we kind of need more blogs. I should probably post. Yeah, we need more followers. Those are really, they're not going up as fast as I'd like. Yeah, maybe I'll listen to one of Derek's podcasts later. All right. And then what else do I need to do? Oh, yeah, I have to go to the grocery store. Like, that's just kind of where your mindset goes if you don't wake up. Like, okay, I need to get 10,000 by the end of this month. What am I doing today? To-do list. Okay, I need to call this person. I need to do this. Like, it's so clear to you. what you should do when you have these goals. Otherwise, you're just not really going anywhere. You're just hitting the ping pong ball back and forth at a slow rate and not really caring if you miss. And it's just, you're not putting as much effort into it if you could, because you just don't, you're not playing a game. You got to make entrepreneurship a game for you. And then just have a lot of fun hitting those wins, getting to that next level. Developing that mindset that makes you fall in love with what you're doing is really what I'm saying that you need to do. Everything is obviously easier said than done, but that is at least the mindset that I would want you guys to strive for. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Next week is going to be a very important episode where we talk about paid advertising and things that you must know before you start spending money on paid advertising. So if you're about to start a campaign, I would wait till next, you'll probably come out on Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you guys exactly like some of the biggest pitfalls that you really don't hear out there. Or at least I never heard anyone tell me them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made these mistakes personally. And I'm going to tell you my biggest mistakes of where I've wasted a lot of money on paid advertising and how you can avoid them too. So I will see you next week.